Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, it's my privilege to call to order. My microphone's on. Hello. One, two. Oh, yes, there it goes. Ah, thank you. All right, let's try this once again. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, it's my privilege to call to order the Committee on Appropriations for General Government. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brannon. Senator Altman. Senator Dean.
Here.
Senator Lee. Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Quorum present.
All right. Thank you. Members, let's go to tab 2, Committee Substitute Senate Bill 1168. Senator Negron's been sitting here nice and calm. Would you prefer that Senator Bean go first?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Senator Bean, you're on, son. Let's go to tab 1, then, members. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1150, Review of Administrative Rulemaking Authority. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank Senator Negron, too. It is a pleasure to be here. And with your permission, I'll speak directly to the amendment, which is the substance of my remarks.
And we'll show that as offered as a courtesy by Senator Simpson, okay?
Thank you very much, and thank you for the courtesy, Senator Simpson, as well. You know, it is such an awesome power that we have as lawmakers.
If I may interrupt
yes,
you a moment,
sir,
let everybody
Mr.
know,
Chair.
We're talking about Amendment Barcode 267322. And now you're recognized for a brief explanation.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll be enthusiastic.
Well, I was just going to say the awesome power we have as lawmakers to make law. To make law, it is such a big deal. That's what we tell the school kids when we do mock sessions and whatnot. To make law, though, we answer directly to the people, and we're held accountable every election season when we go before the people.
Do we have any questions on the amendment? No questions.
Very good.
Do we have any appearance forms? Not on the amendment. Okay. Or do we have any debate? Senator Bean, would you like to waive your close?
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Do we have any objection? Without objection, we'll show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. We have any questions on that bill? None. We do have Greg Pound. Would like to speak on the bill, or he's here for information. Does anybody want to ask Mr. Pound for information? Okay. Oh, did you want to speak, Mr. Pound? Okay. Very briefly, sir.
Thank you, Chair and members. You know, this. I just want to say for information that this country was built on this Bible. And the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, is the law, and it hasn't changed, and we don't have to keep adding and changing it.
Okay, sir, how does that relate directly to Senate Bill 1150?
Well, when it comes to rulemaking, I mean, I've been here through the session and following this rulemaking that you're making. Well, the Creator is the one who makes the rules, and we're supposed to abide by them. And that's what this Constitution was built. Everything in this country was built upon the scripture. And so what I'm just saying is we need to get back to finding out what it says. You can take what's morally wrong and make it lawfully right. It doesn't make it right. And that's what you're doing in your rulemaking. You're taking what's morally wrong, making it lawfully right, and you're just bringing yourselves under judgment, you and your families. So that's what I have to say for information.
All right. Thank you. Okay, no more appearance cards. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Bean, would you like to waive your close? All right. Lisa, please call the roll on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1150.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Brannon? Chair Hayes?
Yes. And by your vote, we'll show Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1150 reported favorably. Senator Bean, thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, thank you.
All right. All right. Now, the members, let's go to tab 2, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1168 by Senator Negron. You're recognized, sir, to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, members of the committee. As most of you know, Governor Scott has declared a state of emergency for Martin, St. Lucie, and Lee counties due to the discharges from Lake Okeechobee that are going east and west into the estuaries. And this is an issue that many of us have been working on for several years, including the chairman, who was part of the select committee, and also Senator Dean and Senator Altman contributed as well. And so there's a crisis right now on the Treasure Coast and in Southwest Florida with these discharges. And what this bill does is provides for a dedicated source of funding into the future for both Everglades restoration and also for Springs restoration. One of the parts of the bill that I want to draw to your attention is the preference for projects that DEP would approve or the Water Management District would approve that address the discharges east and west and ways to reduce those and hopefully at some point to eliminate the need for those altogether. So the bill simply provides a minimum, and I wanted to emphasize that the legislature could decide to spend more, but it takes a minimum from the dock stamps that that was approved by the voters for Everglades restoration and also for Springs restoration, and that explains the bill.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the bill? Okay, no questions. We do have a couple of amendments. Let's take up barcode 319580. Members, I can explain this amendment for you. It's a substitute amendment, and it's a substitute for amendment 733460. The barcode we're doing on the substitute is 319580. This decreases the distribution cap for Everglades restoration projects from $200 million to $145 million. It decreases the cap for Springs restoration from $75 million to $50 million. It includes a distribution of $5 million annually to the St. John's Water Management District for Lake Apopka restoration, and it also provides an adjustment to the calculation of each of these distributions if debt service is paid on bonds issued after July 1st of this year. This adjustment, while it sounds a little complicated, it's really necessary to ensure that an equal amount of money will continue to be distributed, less the amount of any debt service. Are there any questions on the amendment, the substitute amendment? Okay, are there any objections? Do we have any appearance cards on this? Okay, any objections to the substitute amendment? No objections. We'll show that amendment is adopted. Let's now go to we don't have any appearance forms. Okay, yeah, there. Yeah. Okay, now let's go to amendment barcode 902856 by Senator Simpson. You're recognized, sir, to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And what this amendment does is it puts $5 million a year towards the Kings Bay and Crystal River restoration. First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, when we started this project, I'm very proud to be a co-signer of this bill. And I think that the earlier amounts of $200 million and $75 million are very appropriate. And hopefully we'll still be able to continue to work on this with the sponsor in the budget process. But with that said, what this amendment does is it puts $5 million towards the King Bay restoration project. And reduces the amount from $145 million to $140 million on the Everglades restoration.
Okay. Any questions on Senator Simpson's amendment? We have no appearance forms. Do we have any debate? Any objection? Without objection, we'll show amendment barcode 902856 adopted. That amendment was drawn to my substitute amendment, wasn't it? Okay. So my substitute amendment is introduced, but it's not adopted. We're now back on that substitute amendment, barcode 319580 as amended. Do we have any questions? No appearance forms. Any debate? Any objection? Without that, we'll show substitute amendment adopted. Barcode 319580 is adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Do we have any questions on the bill? And we do have some appearance forms here. Nyla Pipes, One Florida Foundation, waving in support. Oh, did you want to speak, Ms. Pipes? Oh, okay, sure. Oh, I see you. Yeah, I saw the wave in support mark.
Messy, sorry.
That's all right. Go right ahead. You're recognized.
Nyla Pipes, One Florida Foundation. And I'm here in support of this bill. And listening to the amendments, I've just got to say, you know, I live in St. Lucie County, and this is our reality, living on the St. Lucie River and that part of this system. I sit in many, many meetings on Everglades restoration. And, of course, we're talking about greater Everglades restoration when we're talking about our estuaries. And the ongoing conversation is funding, funding, funding. Now, that being said, I realize that's the ongoing conversation regarding all of Florida's water. I don't mind that everybody's looking for more funding for our water. In fact, I like seeing that. But I do encourage you to keep the funding on this as high as you can for those estuaries, because our state of emergency is very, very necessary, and we are suffering, and we've been suffering repeatedly for quite some time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pipes. I think I can be safe. Not very often do I try to speak for a group, but I think I can safely say, for this committee anyhow, that we look at this funding level here as being a minimum. And we hope that we're abundantly blessed and able to put as much money as we can into this project. You're absolutely correct. And Senator Negron was correct in talking about how the governor has declared it a state of emergency. And we have the two main problems are the quantity of fresh water going into those estuaries, which absolutely destroys the salinity balance. And then you also have the quality of that water with the contaminants. So we're very much aware of it. We appreciate Senator Negron bringing this bill before us. And I think the message you take back home is, yes, ma'am, the people in Tallahassee do understand, and we're sure trying to help correct it.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate working with you in the years to come. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, next we have Mr. Van Poole, City of Sanibel, waving in support. Thank you, Mr. Poole. Bert Saunders, Lee County, waving in support. Former Senator Saunders, I don't see him, but he filled out a card. Diana Boyd Voss, waving in support, representing herself. Thank you for being here, Ms. Voss, from Fort Pierce. Carol Bracey from Tallahassee, waving in support. Ms. Bracey, thank you. Rebecca O'Hara for Florida League of Cities, waving in support. Thank you, Ms. O'Hara. Nicole Fogarty, waving in support for St. Lucie County Board of County Commissioners. Thank you all for being here. Okay, members, do we have any debate? Senator Dean, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I want to say this to for Senator Negron and for you and for Senator Simpson. This is a strategic move that we need to do. But I want to make sure, as I look around the room, there are a lot of people that came to see me and asked me what I support and what my word was good. I want you to know I've never gone back on that, okay? And I'm still committed to where you need to be and where the Everglades Foundation and particularly the impact we need in the Calusa River and on the other side too, okay?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure.
Well, and I think to that point also, it's safe to say that Senator Negron and myself have been working with both the St. John's Water Management District and with South Florida Water Management District. Things are being done toward the cleanup of the quality of the water. We're trying as much as we can to get the nutrient levels reduced so it'll be more acceptable. Senator Negron made a field trip with me out to Lake Apopka one day through some dusty roads. Needed car wash after that, didn't you? But nevertheless, we're on this thing, just like you and Senator Simpson onto the Kings Bay thing. And I don't know if you've even seen in my office. I haven't. Probably Senator Dean has several too. The example of that mess that was in Kings Bay 2 years ago versus what they have now from what we appropriated last year. And it's some very good cleanup there. So, Senator Negron, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you and obviously Chairman Lee and the President for this additional meeting and for hearing this bill. And I would just close by joining Senator Simpson and Senator Dean in, these are decisions that will have to be worked out by the Appropriations Chair and the President in discussion with their counterparts. But I'm hopeful that we could move to try to get back to the $200 million range on the Everglades restoration. Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot of competing interest and a lot of other needs of the state that have to be taken into consideration. But I'm hopeful that we can do our best to get back to that level. But I appreciate you being willing to hear the bill, and I want to just confirm what Senator Dean said. He's 100% been completely honest and straightforward and working as I have been with him. He's kept his word on what he tried to do, and I have no problem at all with having a dedicated source of funding for the Springs. I think that's important, and we all share that, and the sheriff's always been a man of his word, and we've worked well together on that issue as well as other issues. So thank you, Senator Dean, for that. And with that, I'll close.
Okay. Lisa, please call the roll on Committee Associate for Committee Associate for Senate Bill 1168.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Lee.
Yes.
Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Simpson.
Yes.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Chair Hayes.
Yes, and by your vote, we'll show Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1168 reported favorably. Members, this will be our last meeting as a committee. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with you. I appreciate your input and your cooperation. This will be my last. Senator Brannon, you got a motion to move?
I do. I have a motion. I'd like to be seen as an affirmative on 1150, and I'd also like to thank you. I've been sitting alongside of you for how long are we doing this?
Eight years.
Yeah. 8 years. I've been with you on this committee from the House on over to here. I've enjoyed the time. We've had we've created quite a relationship and quite a dynamic.
That's
going
right.
on. So you will be missed, and I wish you success in your next endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very kind, and you're right. We do have quite a good relationship, and I've enjoyed it just like you have. I just appreciate everybody. Thank you for all your input and for your cooperation with it. And with that, Senator Simpson moves we rise. All right.